Welcome to Straight from the Horse's Mouth Radio Show. I'm Paula Slater, your host. I'm very pleased today to have our first holistic vet. Welcome, Dr. Marlise Vonk.
Hi, Paula. I'm extremely pleased of being here with you and clearing up some concepts on holistic medicine. And I'm very honored you provide this platform and that you're doing all this to showcase interesting things and natural products and such.
Now, for those people who are not familiar with holistic veterinary medicine, I was wondering if you could define that, first of all.
So there's not a one definition of holistic medicine or veterinary medicine, but I can kind of start clearing up a little bit. You know, holistic is not a protected title or anything that is regulated. Just kind of like natural is not a guarantee for a natural product. Holistic is also not a guarantee for a holistic veterinarian or something like that. Holistic is really what it means to me is addressing, in my case, I'm a holistic veterinarian. I like to look at the animal from all perspectives. So that doesn't mean only the physiology and the anatomy of the animal and, you know, the organ functions inside, but it also, you know, and the blood work and all the diagnostics we can do on an animal, but also the interaction of the animal with the environment, with the owner, you know, with the outside world. And so it's really kind of comprised of, I'd say, three or four different areas, which is, you know, the first one is physical health, which is the body. The second one is the mental health, which is, you know, the more that intellect and the brain. The third one is emotional health. And that one is oftentimes overlooked a lot. But in my case, the clients that I attract is usually very important to look at emotional health. We have a lot of interaction of the owner, the animal guardian, with the animals living in the house, the pets, or, you know, in case of horses, obviously the horse is dependent on what the owner does with them. So there is a lot of exchange of energy between the owner and the animal. And that can actually have a big influence on their health as well. So that's kind of the three major areas that I look at through different modalities and things that I do. But holistic is like an overall model to wellness, in my opinion.
Now, how did you get started on this path? Now, you went to school in the Netherlands, and I'm sure, did you grow up with a lot of animals, or what made you decide, first of all, to become a veterinarian and to take the holistic route?
So, you know, I only knew from when I was very young that I wanted to be with animals. It started probably with always going to see cats wherever we were visiting. I always would go and immediately see the cat of the household because we couldn't keep one. Unfortunately, my father was allergic, and I always tried to sneak, you know, the street cats in the house, but he would know that didn't always go well. You know, I would get caught pretty soon if I try to hide them in my room. But I know at an age of 7, you know, I was just really impressed by horses, and my father did bring me to pony riding school. And even if my first lesson, you know, I fell off the horse with my pink pants and, you know, got them all dirty and muddy, but I insisted, and I got back on the pony. And, you know, since then, you know, that's my story. You know, since then I've been inseparable from horses since I was 7. So, you know, growing up, I was around horses. That's the only species I could be around with at that point. And so for me, you know, I didn't really have a lot of thought about it, but it was just kind of like a logical decision to do veterinary medicine. And I kind of got lucky getting into vet school, you know, because it was a little bit of a lottery to get in my time in the Netherlands. There's one veterinary school in Utrecht, and that school is actually recognized in North America. So when I got interested in going to the U.S., I actually found I could do an internship. And so in 2004, I did an internship at the Virginia Tech University in Virginia in equine internal medicine and field service. And that's really how I got started in the U.S. And that was really a regular, conventional type of veterinary medicine. But throughout my own personal experiences, I started to get more and more interested in natural ways of healing. You know, I had experiences with my parents, you know, not being well with treated with Western medicine for their, you know, diseases. And I myself had some chronic stress related stuff going on. And so I was starting to look into natural modalities, and I found some that worked. And so that's kind of how I slowly started looking at that for my patients as well. And, you know, it takes a while to learn, you know, new modalities. But, you know, I steadily and surely have integrated natural ways of healing in my practice. And for me, that works much better. And at this point, I'm not using any regular medicines anymore. And I leave that up to the conventional vets who did it much better than me. So for me, what is really works best is the model of integrative medicine, where we combine the best of both worlds. So the conventional vet will be very good at providing emergency medicine, surgery, diagnostics, such as blood work and radiographs, any kind of procedure, you know, emergency medicines or medicines as needed to treat symptoms. But then, you know, holistic medicine in its purest form, what I do will be really good at promoting wellness and preventing disease. And so for me, that is the best of both worlds. So I'm not going to take the seat of the conventional medicine doctor, veterinary doctor, and they're not going to take mine, but we work together hand in hand. Does that make sense,
yes,
Paula?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. So that this would be the everyday promotion of natural health in all species.
Correct. Yes. That is really what I strive for, is to help animal owners. And I love to call them animal guardians, because that
yes,
is really...
I like that too. I love that term, because so often you get, even a vet said to me, something about, here's your mom, she's here to pick you up. And I'm going, wait a minute, I'm not this animal's mom.
Right, exactly. And that's, I do sometimes, I'm guilty of it too, especially when I see dogs, because dogs are so dependent, you know, and looking at their owner with that dependency in their, you know, or at least or owners have made them really dependent of them.
Yes.
So I sometimes say, you know, when I'm doing acupuncture on a dog or something, it's like, oh yeah, you know, your mom says it's okay, blah blah blah, and you know, so it's easy to get that terminology mixed into your day to day language. But I do very much prefer the term animal guardian, and it makes it more important too. As a term, like, it's, we are the guardians of those animals, of our dogs and cats, of our horses, of other pets we may have. We need to treat them the best we can appropriately and not subject them to any kind of abuse. And so, you know, I like that term. But what I see as my role is to really empower those guardians to make the best choices for their animal. And that may not be, in all cases, 100% supernatural, holistic, you know, as I would like it to be, because I understand different circumstances. And I do appreciate, you know, everyone having the chance and the joy of, you know, having the company of an animal. So not all animals may have, like, 100% of the best ever circumstances ever. But I try to work with them and with the individual owners to make the best choices for the animal to promote thriving health.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And again, I think that here in North America, we're learning about the different choices as owners that we do have, and for ourselves as well, when it comes to drugs and different ways of treating that have gone on for a number of years. And it's good to know that, well, I think everyone is learning about supplementing and the fact that some of our foods aren't what they used to be, and the soil, because of the soil and all those factors combined. So I think everyone is striving for the best health they can have for themselves and for their pets.
Yeah, that is correct. There is a lot of, there's a true revolution going on, like a, you know, natural health revolution. You can see it anywhere over the internet. And, you know, we're so blessed to have those resources available. Everywhere you see it, and there is, you know, the Healthy Happy Dog Summit and the Natural Dog Food webinar series and all this outreach going on. And that is fantastic. And I'm really happy about that. And that, this is reflecting what is going on in the human health world. That has been going on for a little bit longer, but it's now surfacing in veterinary medicine as well. As a matter of fact, you know, one of my dear colleagues, Dr. Karen Becker, who is associated with DrMercola.com, who is a very famous natural health doctor with a large internet presence. Dr. Becker is very active in promoting a platform for holistic veterinary medicine, and she actually interviews holistic vets to showcase their services and their expertise. And I was so lucky to have been interviewed by her on the last two holistic veterinary conferences, and the latest interview hasn't even been published yet. But it's such a blessing, because she really provides the platform and gives that day to day information about natural health. Now, you know, what is really important for animal guardians to know is that, yes, there is a lot of information available, but, you know, not having that, you know, trust-based relationship with the source, with the source where it comes from, you have no way of knowing if that's actually valuable information or if it's right for your animal. So I always would suggest to, you know, look for a practitioner that you're comfortable with, whether it's in your local area or remotely, because most of those things can be done remotely, to build up a trust relationship with someone that you trust and that knows about your individual animal, and that can advise you what your animal may need and what your individual circumstances may allow. So that is for me very important. So we're not going to, you know, ditch the practitioners. And sometimes that may be conventional practitioners as well. If they're open-minded, they can certainly give you good advice to choose products or food and things like that. Also, a lot, or most of all, but many over-the-counter supplements for animals, really, I mean, you really don't know what's in there. Like, seriously, they do, you know, tests. And you can find this. I don't have it handy right now, but recently I read another study where they tested so many supplements to see what's in there. And, you know, the active ingredients are just not there, or they may be contaminated. So you have to be really careful what you get. Holistic veterinarians are typically very well equipped. They will, you know, to advise you. They will work with products that work and that actually are worth your money. So I definitely think that is a smart strategy. I think educating yourself is fantastic, but also work with a practitioner that you trust.
Mm-hmm. And I think with horses, really what they eat is straightforward, and it's grass, hay. And again, the performance horses are maybe that area is a little bit more muddled. But again, it's at least it's simple as far as hay and grass. And then looking for supplements, I find in the horse world, there's so many. And are they needed? And you don't want to get into things that may cause more problems than you have already in your effort to do the best you can for your horse.
Yes, I have to say the horse world is inundated with supplements. I mean, I get, you know, all kinds of brochures and you know, information from vendors, and it's like, where do I even start? You know, it's
it's overwhelming.
That's very overwhelming. And, you know, I have, of course, I have a good handle on things. But I have to say, if I was just a regular horse owner, I would not know where to start. So that's definitely an area where you want to work with a trusted practitioner and see what's right for your horse. I would say, generally speaking, less is definitely more. Because, you know, this is the thing. You cannot, in an unlimited way, put stuff into a system and think you can get away with it. So a body is a complex system. It will accumulate a residue. You know, anything that we put in our bodies and our animals' bodies will leave a residue that may lead to aging or disease. Or, you know, there's, you know, some foods will, or some supplements will promote longevity. Others may, you know, speed up disease or accumulate. But all of them are going to leave a residue that, you know, makes the body less clean. So you have to be really careful with how many supplements you're going to put in, you know, in an animal. Now, horses, you know, I think, you know, you can kind of grossly divide them in two groups. And I agree with that. You have the horse that is kind of 24 hours out on pasture, or some kind of pasture, or and or hay in the winter, or, you know, most of the time on grass and sometimes on hay. Like probably your horses, my horses are, and they're, you know, that's pretty natural. I mean, of course you have to look at, you know, what is that pasture made of, and is that pasture depleted? Like, is the soil depleted? But, you know, if that's pretty okay, then you can say, okay, what does this horse need extra? And, you know, I think in general, you could say, you know, I definitely think all of the horses need some kind of mineral, and I'm a big fan of free choice minerals that is basically providing a bunch of little jars of minerals and, you know, they have the chance to supplement themselves as needed. I've tested this in my own horses and that really worked. It's very, you know, it's kind of very cumbersome because you need to keep the little little buckets clean and everything and filled up. But I did this when I had a very sick horse and that worked wonders. But, you know, otherwise I like to use a complete mineral mix that is, you know, organically labeled or naturally labeled without artificial ingredients. I don't like the salt blocks that much because they cannot, first of all, horses are not great lickers, unless it's the Himalayan salt, which I love. And that is an extra as well that I use besides minerals. But, you know, the free choice loose mineral mixes are generally speaking very helpful. And then, you know, I would always use an immune boosting supplement as well. And obviously I'm very much in favor of that because of my great experiences with that, because why we want to, you know, look at the immune system is that, you know, none of our animals, including horses, including pasture, you know, raised horses, are in a completely natural state. Their immune systems will always be stressed because they are stressed in a way. You know, they're fenced in. They probably have to go do something with the owner. They have to be ridden or something. Or maybe they're bored, you know, which is also a stressor. If the owner never shows up, which, you know, sometimes I don't, you know, always show up for my horses because I'm busy. So, you know, there's going to be stressors. You know, there's air pollution. There is, you know, the soil's depleted. We cannot always restore 100% soil health either. You know, what if those horses are not 100% in pasture? Then they're in the barn. They're being moved to competitions. They're, you know, there's other horses coming in. So their immune system is in a place where it's challenged. And that's why, and that's unavoidable with managed animals. So that's why I always like to always use a supplement that, you know, addresses the immune system.
And again, that, you know, all the animals and the dogs and cats and so on are in that situation as well. And we are too. So our immune system is always being challenged, and even just by the air that we breathe.
That is correct. Yeah, you can globally say, you know, like I always say this. So yes, if we lived on this perfect tropical islands, you know, with this pure organic clean food and everything, will then ask about to the immune system too.
Marlies, you support the concept of overall thriving health. Can you explain that a little bit?
Absolutely. Thriving health in my holistic worldview is really, you could kind of divide it in three areas. So in order to promote thriving health in an animal, we want to address three major things. The first thing being nutrition, and this is whether it's a dog or a cat or a horse or another animal species. The second one, and I'll touch upon on them quickly later. The second one is the actual physical body, the framework of the body. And the third one is the immune system. And I'll touch quickly upon all three of them, because obviously this is a very vast subject because it's really everything. But, you know, there is a few quick entry points to everyone to kind of explain. And I'll try to keep it, you know, related mostly to horses. So, you know, the first area is nutrition. You know, obviously you can have, you know, a horse that is sitting in a pasture, which is, you know, 24 hours a day, which is fantastic. But, you know, we don't know if the soil is depleted, you know, what kind of grass they're eating. Is it only, you know, an inferior type of grass? Is there not a lot of grass? Is there too much grass? You know, are they getting any extra minerals? So it's, you know, that's something to address. If it's a performance horse that is traveling, that is on a lot of food concentrate, that's is really not how a horse's digestive system was built to digest all that concentrate. So that can, you know, give a lot of health issues. So nutrition is major. Of course, in dogs and cats, it's huge because, you know, dogs and cats were created to eat dry processed kibble. So I'm a big proponent of raw food or anything that comes close to that, you know, because that's really going to give us the basis for health. So that's nutrition. It's a very vast subject, as you know, and, mm-hmm. you know, I can talk for hours and hours about it, but that's the first thing I address in animals. The second one is the body frame, and that's you know, where your healthcare provider comes in really handy. You know, ideally an holistic veterinarian or an integrative veterinarian, but your conventional veterinarian as well will have a role in this, because this is looking at, you know, dental health. So that's for horses, you know, yearly dental checkup and floating. And, you know, that's your deworming program or lack thereof. You know, that's your, you know, your chiropractic sessions, that's your yearly blood work and diagnostics, that's acting when abnormal things on the body are visible or shown, or there is a imbalance or some kind of disorder going on, and you will take action on to resolve that. So, you know, that is really anything related to the body frame. Of course, in horses, we have a major area, which is posture, which has to do with, you know, the hoof care, which can be done in very various ways that are more or less natural. But also something that comes into play into this, you know, body frame area is the management of the animal. Are they getting enough exercise? Are they getting enough social interaction? So that is a very vast area where you're going to have various practitioners work with you. Then the third one, for me to really get to thriving health in today's world, is looking at the immune system and really maximizing the ability to function of the immune system. And that is huge, and it's quite overlooked in conventional medicine world, in my opinion. You know, in people's health world, people start looking at that more. If you, you know, browse the internet, you will find a lot of websites about, you know, boost your immunity and, you know, stay healthy through the winter using natural supplements and blah, blah, blah. And you probably have seen them. You know, you can find information everywhere.
Right.
And this is really, you know, to give you kind of an illustration of what I mean by why the immune system is important. today's world, we are bombarded with toxins and stressors. You know, there's chemicals all around us and around our animals. You know, there's chemicals in food, pesticides mainly, GMO, genetically modified organisms in food that may occur, GMO grains in dog and cat food and in horse food as well. And those can severely disrupt the intestinal function and therefore the immune function, because 70% of the immune system starts in the gut. So you know, that has been proven to mess up the gut lining and the gut functionality and therefore the immune system. So that's where it already starts, with the food. So toxins that we put on our animals, such as, you know, fly sprays and flea and tick sprays in dogs, and you know, chemical preventatives like dewormers in all species that are overused, whereas they should be used more sparingly and in a more strategic way, or perhaps being replaced by natural products that won't harm, you know, the normal bodily function. Air pollution is everywhere. You know, obviously horses are lucky. They're usually sitting in some kind of pasture, and so the air is supposedly of better quality, but not necessarily. Dogs and cats, obviously living in towns, you know, can have a lot of air pollution going on as soon as they go out of the door. The air within houses may be polluted because of off-gassing of chemicals. Water is may have fluoride and chlorine and other contaminants that we don't even know of, that are not filtered out from, you know, city water sources, or perhaps there is a contamination to your well water source because of some kind of industrial plant or gas mining or operation nearby that leaks into your water, or another kind of industry that leaks stuff into your well water. Those components that are contaminants in water can very much interfere with normal immune system function. So that is like a big group of chemicals that, you know, is in our way in today's world. Then, you know, another thing that disrupts our immune system is stress, literally any stressor. So that is from, you know, not being properly managed in case of a dog or a horse, to, you know, being moved all the time or going to competitions, you know, all kinds of unnatural situations, confinement, you know, improper training, the owner being, you know, upset, or, you know, not relating to the animal enough or too much is a huge stressor. So we have these, you know, broad categories of things that can impact the immune system, and the third category being trauma. So anything that happens physically to the animal, you know, injuries or you know, accidents, and this could also be emotional trauma, as far as being abandoned or being, you know, abused, and or being some kind of rescue animal. So it's a huge category of issues that we can limit, but not free our animals off, and not ourselves either, for that matter. Like, humans are exposed to the same things.
Mm-hmm. So what can we do about that?
That's a good question. Where do I even start? So, you know, we want to really, the key for my work, one of the keys for my work, successful work with animals, has been optimizing the immune system. And as you know, because you have experienced this yourself and your animals, I use a powerful supplement system that is based on natural immune modulating molecules and formulas based on those ingredients. And you can actually share, Paula, some of your experience with your animals with using these T-factor products and how they've been useful for your animals. You know, we got in touch because you had you know, some sick lambs. Mm-hmm. So, you know, maybe the listeners are interested in hearing about that.
Right. I had, well, actually, I first got in touch with you because I had two lambs that were at risk, and they were still drinking milk. And I took the capsule and put it into the milk. And the second lamb wasn't as bad as the first. But anyway, long story short, both lambs bounced back fairly quickly. And I was very pleased that they were able to rally.
Yeah, and that's amazing, Paula. I hear these stories on a daily basis. And I want to actually, you know, introduce this these formulas to the listeners, because this has been so major in my, career as holistic vet. And I'm so blessed that I got to know these products, which are, you know, such a cornerstone for my practice, because, you know, most all the client animals that I see, leave with some formula of the T Factor product. So basically how I got to know these products is 6 years ago, my horse, a quarter horse with a double positive HYPP gene, which is a quarter horse, people will notice, but that's the hyperkalemic periodic paralysis disease, which where quarter horses can go down intermittently at any given time. And I had adopted that horse, and she had been, I had her for 5 years, and I had managed her with regular medications like I was taught to do. Like, you know, they get diuretics and things like that to keep the potassium down. And, you know, she had gone down many times, and every time I got her up. But that summer, it's actually now 6 years ago, that summer she went down, and she continued to go down for over a period of 2 to 3 months. And at a point where she became severely debilitated, like very, very weak. I had to move her to my house, and she could barely stand in the trailer. It was only a few miles, but I had to literally hold her up, and I thought she was going to crash. And we had thought there had been a couple of nights that I thought she was going to be dead, you know, the next morning. And, you know, each time she was still there, but, you know, and I had tried everything I could. Like, I had tried all the conventional medications and herbal medications that I knew. And, you know, there was just nothing that helped. And at a certain point, she actually got to be so bad that she developed a pneumonia, like an acute pneumonia, because when they get so debilitated, you know, it goes to their lungs and they're so susceptible. Her immune system was like not existent anymore from being down on the ground all the time, which obviously in horses is not a good thing. And so then finally I got through a holistic vet that I am learning from, that is one of my mentors. She said, well, why don't you call this person? And actually this was an animal intuitive. And since then I work with a lot of intuitive people in the animal world, which has been hugely helpful for me too. But she told me, you need to give her this product, and this T Factor product. And I was like, I did not even know what it was, but I trusted her, and I got a bucket of the stuff overnight. And, you know, lo and behold, within 24 hours, this horse was back on her feet, literally.
Wow.
And that was huge. And I saw the immediate change in her, that she actually started to getting well. And then, you know, all the other things that I did actually worked. So she was, you know, so she became responsive to the other therapies. And from there on out, I only used natural products and therapies on her, you know, and I really cleaned up her system. But that product, the T Factor product, actually restored her immune system. And that was, she needed that to get started. I mean, her immune system was so gone. It was so challenged, you know, by being down and by being sick and by all the stuff I had put in her. You know, there was just no way out. And so this product had been a lifesaver for me. Since then, you know, I started using it in my regular animal clients. And when I converted into being an all holistic practitioner, you know, this is a lifesaver for me. and for many animals, mm-hmm. you know, so I use it in dogs and cats, in birds and ferrets, in horses. I'm on it myself, and I know you are now. mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. This is just for me, you know, one of the most amazing things that has happened to me, that I can use these products and help create a starting route to wellness for animals, really.
Okay. So as I understand it, Marlies, then you basically, your transition from a regular Western veterinary practice went through a transformation by aligning yourself with a mentor that was a holistic vet. Is that right?
Well, I've had many mentors. Yeah, but this is Dr. Judith Shoemaker from Pennsylvania. She was one of them and still is. But there's so many that I'm so grateful for. Of course, I went through many natural healing modalities such as acupuncture and herbal medicine. And, mm-hmm. you know, I practice Reiki and other types of energy medicine and homeopathy. And, you know, there's so many postural rehabilitation. That was actually with Dr. Shoemaker. So there's so many mentors that I'm so grateful for. You know, holistic medicine doesn't just come overnight. It's a lifelong learning process. And you never stop learning. But for me, it's just, you know, if you have the right mindset, then you can make whatever you know work for you. Because a lot of what I do is the foundation for what I do is really the intention of promoting wellness and restoring balance and provide healing and be a facilitator between the animal and the animal guardian. And so, you know, the right mindset and the intention to help is already 50% of what I do. And many holistic vets have many different modalities, and not one is better than the other, but it really depends on the type of situation and what the practitioner is comfortable with. So what works for one practitioner may not work for the other, and vice versa. And, you know, I have got a good system going, but I'm continuing to learn.
Right.
But, you know, I use these three pillars that I just explained kind of as my guideline. And, you know, the immune system is a regular recurring theme for me, as well as that emotional healing that I talked about before.
Mm-hmm. And I think that this resonates with listeners, because we did have Margaret Coates, who is an animal intuitive. And again, she advised people to approach their animals with a healing touch, meaning that before you even touch the animal, that your intention is a healing touch.
I love that.
Yeah, and it goes, it just marries with that so beautifully.
I love that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, Marlies, I was wondering if, is there anything else that we haven't touched on today that you would like to share?
Oh, wow, there is so much. It really depends what you would like your listeners to, you know, to know. What, you know, maybe I can give them some practical pointers that are kind of related to the three pillars to thriving health.
Right. I was going to say, just to interrupt here, that we definitely need to have you back on to expand on these things, because I think there's so much to learn and little bits at a time, step by step.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I love, you know, education is one of my main things. I'm all about education, and I commend everyone for who's doing that already for doing so. You know, again, I encourage people to always have trusted or a few trusted practitioners that they work with. But, you know, general education, people should really, you know, look outside the box, you know, the conventional box for sure. But a few, and I definitely take the invitation to come back for sure. But a few practical pointers for people is to see how can they address these three pillars to thriving health. And first of all, is, you know, can they determine if their animal is actually in thriving health already or not? Mm-hmm. And you know, that will probably be easier after this talk. You can just see, you know, does my animal show any symptoms that are abnormal? Like, what is the coat like? Is the coat nice and shiny? Is my animal in thriving energy? Is it mobile? Is it, you know, the locomotion system? Is it normal? Does my animal limp, or is it arthritic? You know, what I don't agree with is when people say, my animal is all old and is stiff and slowing down because it's older. You know, it just doesn't make sense. Animals can, up until they're pretty geriatric, they can be in complete thriving health. Age is not, does not equal sick and old and painful. So if you know that, you can look at your animal with a new set of eyes and see, is my animal really in thriving health? Now, I can kind of hint to the outcome because I know, obviously, from working in this field, that most animals that I see are not in thriving health. And when I look around me and when people say, well, my animal is doing great, take a few looks at them, and I do see that they're not in thriving health. And I can see that from the coat or the way their posture is or the way they behave, that there is abnormalities. So it could also just be a behavior abnormality. So first of all, you know, have the awareness of kind of evaluating your animal with a new set of eyes and really think, is this normal? Is it normal that my dog is itching and scratching every day? Or is it normal that my animal, my horse is doesn't want to move or is so slow or always gets hoof abscesses for that matter? You know, so look at that. So then, you know, the second thing is to look at, you know, at those three pillars, the first one being nutrition. You know, is my animal's diet as natural as it can be? So for dogs and cats, that would be if your dog or cat is getting a processed kibble, that's not a good idea in general. So that would be something to educate yourself in. For the horse, it's like if you give your horse a bunch of concentrate, grain concentrate, is that really natural for that horse? Or maybe that horse is very active and it does need extra calories, then maybe that is justified. But also look at the sourcing, you know, is that a natural source of that food? The second thing is like the general body frame. Am I addressing all areas of health in my animal? So for the horse, that would be regular natural hoof care and dental care and regular checkups and making sure it gets the appropriate exercise and all that, and that it's kind of happy where it's at. And are you addressing any disorders? Is there something that you have neglected? And for the dogs and the cats, that would be the similar things. Then the third thing is, you know, am I addressing the immune system correctly? And I am a big proponent of using immune boosting supplements because of all the reasons I said before. So this can be an amazing change in your animal if you do actually provide the immune system with the tools that it needs. So if there's products that can help with that, that is definitely a good start to start the healing process in your animal's body. Does that provide any kind of help for your listeners, Paula?
Yes, that sounds great. Mm-hmm. That sounds super. All right. Well, then what about any ways that that you are using the internet, social media, any ways people could come in contact with you or contact you?
My website will be published later this year, but I do have a Facebook page, which is, you know, facebook.com/keepanimalsnatural. So that's pretty simple. Keep Animals Natural on Facebook. I do have a phone number people can call if they would like more information. You know, I do work with people remotely for, you know, general consultations for the animals. And that number is 540-315-3271. So that's 540-315-3271. And I also have an email address that people could ask me questions, which is Dr. Marlise, so DrMarlice, Dr. Marlise @keepanimalsnatural.com.
Okay. Well, that's great, and we'll have that information on the website so people can contact you. Well, I want to thank you, Dr. Marlies, for coming on today, and I really appreciate it.
I appreciate it too, Paula, and thank you again for interviewing all these awesome people and being an educator yourself.
All right, well then, we'll say goodbye.
All right, goodbye, Paula.
I hope you enjoyed my interview today with Dr. Marlies Fong. Dr. Marlies will be a guest in our future, and if you have any questions, I'm sure you have, that you would like to ask her, please leave them in the comment section on her post page. Also, I'm going to be putting up a question page on the website for any future guests. You just need to identify which guest you would like the questions to go to. This is Paula Slater signing off for Straight from the Horse's Mouth Radio Show. We'll see you next week. Bye. Thank you.